this man who was like trusted as basically a supervisor of kids is not safe.
It wasn't dealing with anybody on the shows or anything, right?
It was a child actor.
On one of our shows?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't watch the news, so all I saw was that clip somewhere, but I don't know who said it.
That's hilarious.
I'm not informed. Except for in this Nickelodeon shit that's kind of fucking crazy. Bro, like, I had started hearing about the whole, like, Dan Schneider thing back in, like, 2017-ish with, like, the whole Jeanette McCurdy coming out and saying some shit on Twitter. But I didn't really know anything about it. And also, like, to the joke, the skit we were going to do, that actually was, like, my idea. Yeah. Because I was like, Dan Schneider, the fucking guy that rocks with Adam Sandler. I was like, what the fuck? I didn't even know he was in Nickelodeon. And what the fuck is he doing? And I was like, I went straight to Google. Yeah. I was like, who the fucking Dan Schneider? And I'm like, the guy from The Animal? And then it was not Rob Schneider.
What a terrible association to have, man. If you don't,
but bro, the names, first of all, it was like the Rob Schneider, Dan Schneider fucked me up. And then the other guy, who Brian Peck, has the same last name as Josh Peck, but there's no relation.
Oh yeah,
it's like the names in this thing is fucking me up.
Yeah, and Schneider is that? It's not really a common last name, at least
it's not.
Not in our circles.
Not at all. I've never actually met a Schneider.
Maybe we need to go more to Hollywood. Maybe it's a bunch of Schneiders.
Alone, not with kids. No. Don't take the kids to Hollywood,
bruh. If you don't know, Quiet on Set is basically a documentary which explains that there's a bunch of deviant behavior involving children, and it just kind of exposes the Hollywood, I guess, Holly.
And who said that 2024 truths will be exposed?
You know, every year though, there's this person who claims all these theories and then some of them stick.
Yeah.
But I guess Cat Williams was right about a lot of stuff.
Did he? And now this?
Yeah.
My man is on a roll.
Right.
I got to rewatch that episode and see what else he said.
Now I got to prepare for this solar eclipse coming up, or solar flare, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Nah, but I didn't know, honestly, anything about the Nickelodeon stuff.
Did you grow up watching Nickelodeon? Like, you was out in the streets and stuff, yeah, so you really didn't vibe with it.
Shut up.
Were you always, like, you were more of a Disney kid or a Nick kid?
Neither. I was Toonami.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
So you just feed into the Nickelodeon shit. You want me to be a little fetus?
Bro, that was crazy.
Crazy.
Insane. Greenlights this? See, the thing, when I'm watching this and I'm seeing like that, yeah, I remember seeing that as a kid. Yeah. I remember seeing that as a kid. And obviously now as an adult, you're like, how is this okay? And everybody was like, yeah, I thought it was weird, but we went with it.
I'm sorry. It was a little hilarious, though. It was a little hilarious. I'm sorry. And like, maybe not for a kid to be doing it, mm-hmm. but like, if you're going to insult Black culture,
like they had the young bull sneaking so the cookies.
So the Black kid is going to be a young drug dealer. I'm like, yeah, somebody saw this.
It was super intentional. That doesn't happen by mistake.
No, not
like,
at all.
As a kid, it seems fucked up. Right. But like, I'd make that joke with you any day.
Right. But you know what's wild? I was thinking about it. I was like, yo, for him to have been catching on to this stuff, he's super aware.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been through plenty of racial stuff as a kid and it went over my head. Like, yeah. I never thought twice about it. But if somebody was like, yeah, you're going to play a superhero and your name's going to be Nose Boy,
put a bunch of dicks on his shoulder.
Crazy.
And then the whole Ariana Grande, John, like with like the
squirting water
on her face, like crazy.
I was like, sticking her foot in his mouth.
I never saw.
Like, I didn't see that.
What is that? The cat? Well, I don't even know where that
whatever show she had. I didn't.
But I've never watched it. I actually didn't make the connection that she was in Nickelodeon.
Mm.
Like I found out more about her as she became the pop star Ariana Grande.
With, what was that? Victoria Justice.
Yeah, that whole thing. Yeah, because I never watched Victoria. or Victoria Justice. I've never seen him. So like her as Ariana Grande, I knew her as the pop star rather than the Nickelodeon kid.
Yeah.
So all the stuff that they're showing about her doing all this shit, I've never seen.
I didn't see
So that's either. Fucking insane. And you have to have, there's no way you have all these adults on set just rocking with it. Oh, well, this was Dan's idea, so we have to keep it going.
You know what, though? Like that whole thing highlights the real problem, which is greed. Mm-hmm. All of y'all in here trying to get paid, all of y'all riding this man's coattails, looking for your next big break, mm-hmm. and nobody has the, for lack of a better word, balls mm-hmm. to say, like, yo, this is fucked up. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing this.
Like,
and
even
I'm
the parents are like, I don't really want to be the one to start this fire.
Well, Drake's dad, to his credit, tried to like intervene on multiple occasions.
Yeah, from when his that episode story, started and his dad was talking immediately, because I'm a dad myself, I'm like, I don't care what you have to say. You let your kid go through some shit, right? And then the more he's talked about it, I'm like, all right, I get that. Yeah. I get that. And it's easier for us to see it now because we know where that road ended.
Right.
But you're listening to it and you're like, that's a fucking red flag. That's a fucking red flag. You had to have seen that. And like, as a parent, I'm like, you have to have that like vigilancy. Like you have to be so fucking focused.
Yeah.
And even he said it like, yo, you hear stories about kids in Hollywood. So he was trying to be super hands on.
Right.
But it almost felt
no
like
pun intended.
Yeah. Well, Jesus. But it was almost like he was so invested in it now.
Yeah.
That attention to focus withered away.
But you know what also probably happened is he probably was like, oh, this is just the culture here. Oh, and when he said something to somebody on the set and they countered with, oh, he's gay. So maybe you're just
whoever said that to him needs to also be fucked up,
bro.
Because so what if he's gay? He's being gay to an underage kid.
Wild.
That doesn't fucking change anything.
Wild. And it's crazy because people act like, oh, this cancel language shit is new. That was what, 2000?
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to say, oh, you're a homophobe. So
trying to cancel Drake's dad or shit.
Come on, bro. Like, and you can't use that as an excuse. That's not an excuse to do something inappropriate. Like, if you're gay, you're still a full grown adult. Like George just said, like, you have no business interacting with a child like that.
And you know what's crazy? That shit's still happening now. Like you have so many of these fucking LGBTQ like parades, and there's grown men and women walking around naked, and there's kids in the area.
And
that shit blows my mind. That's never okay.
Yeah.
Just because of what you choose to be and like what's supposed to be behind a closed door, you're putting it out in front of everybody, and it's okay because I'm gay. Like that's almost the same energy she was giving out. Like don't come over here saying this and that about. What's his name? Bill? Ben? What the fuck is Peck? The guy that...
Oh, Brian.
Brian Peck. Like, she defended him because he's gay. Like, oh, he's allowed to touch people like that. Kids.
But if he was a straight
because
man...
Because he's gay. Yeah.
If he was a straight man, it would have been a red flag.
Bro, and then he did the same shit to Leo?
I didn't get that far.
So they started showcasing actual footage where he was...
I did see that.
Young Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, caressing his elbow, hand around the waist. I'm like, yo, did he do the same shit to fucking
Leonardo? You know what's crazy is when I saw that, I was like, yo, if that happened to him, people are going to use that as an excuse as to why Leonardo DiCaprio likes young women.
Mm.
Because they say like between 33 and 75%, which is a huge gap. I need to get this study right. Of children who
that
are
is a crazy
abused.
Window 33 to 75%. What are we doing here?
Children who are abused grow up to be offenders themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm not insinuating anything. Obviously, I said people will see that and try to assume that this is why. But like, if that is the case, then it makes sense because he was like, "Oh, this is just kind of the culture that." This is what you do. You date people who are younger. You mess around with people who are younger. Which, you know, at least to Leo's credit, they're consenting adults. Like this whole situation.
This whole thing
is
and where's Drake's mom? Because the dad ended up getting cut out essentially.
Yes. Right. So why didn't she step in?
She did nothing. It was almost like, oh, well, my mom's didn't like driving in traffic. So she was like letting the dude Brian pick me up, me sleep over his house, because it was easier for her, to the point that his girlfriend's mom is the one that was like, yo, some shit ain't right here. I had to go to Drake's mom and be like, yo, we have to look into this. I'm like, that's horrible parenting, that somebody else's parent has to step in to help your kid because you're being so negligent.
Yeah. You're a parent. So it's obviously, it feels different for you. Mm-hmm. I just see it as like, she was an adult. She probably had her own shit going on. Obviously her marriage is gone to shit. She's probably consumed with other stuff, thinking that these responsible adults that her child has been with all this time are, you know, not on some psycho shit.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm not saying like it excuses her, but it could have happened to anybody.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy is like, I can see both sides of the coin because like I'm sitting here telling you how upset that I am at the mom for allowing this essentially to happen because she was not being as hands-on as the dad was in the beginning. Like the dad told her, yo, don't let him be alone with this Brian guy.
Right.
And she tossed it off to the side. So she was being super negligent and, you know, she essentially allowed it to happen because she wasn't doing enough to prevent it from happening.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But then on the other side of the coin, right, is like, just to your point, like she wasn't thinking that, oh, this guy who has helped his career blossom is also going to be the guy that's going to be touching him inappropriately.
Yeah.
And like people build relationships. It seems from the story that this Brian guy orchestrated this shit for fucking years. And so he can get to a point where he can take advantage of Drake and nobody can say anything. He's not going to say it. It's not going to be fucking weird that Drake's at his house all the time, that he's hanging out with Drake all the time.
Grooming. Yeah.
He figured it out.
Yeah. That's what they talk about when they say grooming, is like you basically, built rapport and built credibility with, you know, the child and, you know, the people around them so that it looks innocent enough. I don't know if you remember, but Drake was texting Bobby, what's her? Millie Bobby.
Was that her?
Yeah, the girl from Stranger Things.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, and then people were like, oh, Drake's grooming her.
Oh, yeah, I do remember this. She was like 17 at the time. Like,
It was like, it's a little weird, but I don't know. Because
I got a little confused because of Drake and Drake.
Sorry.
I was like, Drake the... Okay.
Sorry.
Because Drake Bell also had some like allegations against him years back for, I think, also like grooming.
Oh, man.
And it was like apparently some girl DM'd him and he DM'd back and they had some exchanges, but she never came out with...
like
what her age was. Okay. He never knew how old she was, and apparently it came out that she was underage. And apparently when it happened, he cut it off immediately when he found out.
Yeah.
That story is being, I don't know, there's so many fucking twists and turns to that story that I actually don't even know what the fucking real story is behind that. Because I remember talking to my wife prior to watching any of these episodes, she was like that she feels bad for him. Mm. Like the shit that he went through and everything.
That's a lot.
And I'm like, you know, like I said prior, I'm like, man, fuck, that guy was also a fucking predator, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And, you know, she was like, no, like, apparently it was a whole different situation. So I don't know. I don't know what the truth is.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't negate the fact that he went through some fucking crazy shit.
Bro, I was up until like the second and third episodes, I thought this documentary was just like, oh, toxic culture in the workplace. Because I'm listening to these fucking grown ass adults complain. Like the one dude, he was like, oh, Dan never asked me about my marriage and we were splitting. I was going through a really rough time. I'm like, I'm seeing both sides. I'm like, okay, I've been on the hiring side. Bro, come to work and handle your fucking business.
This is a common practice in business. Leave your shit at the door.
What are we talking about? Like, I'm running a multi-million dollar corporate. You want me to stop what I'm doing to ask you about
those
your
stories,
fucking wife?
That one and the lady that was like, oh, we had to edit for 12 hours. I couldn't even use the bathroom and I couldn't. I'm like, you're a fucking adult.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Go take a piss. Go take a shit. To the point where you got sent to the hospital. Like, you're an adult. I had no sympathy for them at all. Now, whether we're talking about the kids, that's a different story. But totally the fucking different adults that allowed totally this man different to fucking do this shit to the, you're being, grow the fuck up. Grow a fucking pair. Handle your business. People are like, it's crazy that people get to a position like that, that you're so afraid to fucking go to the bathroom.
Like, what are we talking about? Like, I get it. Like, and that's what I was saying earlier about greed. Yeah. Like, you were so unwilling to give up your role, your position at this place, that you let them ruin your life. Are you fucking tripping? I've been in plenty of toxic places. But I have the wherewithal to know, like, yo, this is not okay. Yeah. I need to be planning my exit strategy. Mm-hmm. What type of human being puts themselves in a situation like that, can't recognize it, and then on top of that, ruins the lives of the children that they're supposed to be overseeing?
Yeah, it was almost like, just to keep focus on those people, because they're the ones that were on the show talking about complaining about, yeah, hey, my work life was too hard. While in the same fucking show you're talking about this, we're talking about kids being touched probably. Like, your shit doesn't fucking match to the scale at all. And so, like, oh, you're the editor editing 12 hours. What you were doing was editing kids being taken advantage of with some inappropriate shit. And you're sitting there complaining about 12 hours of editing. Complicit. How about you complain about the shit you were editing?
Exactly.
Not that you had to edit.
You're editing a boy on the ground getting licked by dogs.
Dogs covered in peanut butter.
Covered in peanut butter. Come on.
Kids dipping their heads in some like weird slime upside down. You were cool with that? As long as you might, can I at least take a lunch? Like, that's what you're upset about?
Bro put the pickle through the doorknob, which
is supposed glory to be glory holds a pickle. Oh, yeah, bro. Oh, my
God.
And then
I'm like, there's no way y'all don't see what the fuck is happening here.
The Area Grande with the potato.
Oh, yeah.
Where she was like, I wonder if I can juice a potato. And she's like, give it to me. And she's like, I'm like...
Y'all didn't realize that was happening.
But you're upset that you couldn't take a piss while you were editing that. Don't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, whoever the editor was for the documentary, I mean, some places y'all did a phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. But the way you cut these people into the kids telling their stories,
so out of place,
fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Apples and oranges. Like, I've been in places where, like, at least mindsets where I'm like, yo, I want to build an empire, mm-hmm, and I need people who are willing to sacrifice whatever and do whatever to help me fucking get there. That's one thing. The fucking, like, assault and abuse of minors, like, they don't go together. It's not even in the same breath. Why are we cutting them together? I don't want to hear about the people suffering workplace abuse unless they're children. Like, lay the groundwork that way. This old ass lady who had to go to the hospital because she couldn't shit, like, totally irrelevant to what it is that you guys are supposed to be talking about. I don't know. If it was me, I would have just left that shit for a later episode. Like, oh, this is, but I guess in a way they were trying to tell the story. So it's like, so to let you, the viewer, know, like, okay, Dan Schneider was just a horrible human being. Mm-hmm. Do you think at some point, because I haven't finished, have you finished all the episodes?
No, I'm halfway through the fourth episode or some shit.
Do you think at some point they're going to reveal that Dan Schneider was also like abusing the children?
It has to be. I mean, if you follow TikTok at all, apparently, mm-hmm, there's this fucking plethora of people who apparently Dan Schneider got Amanda Bynes pregnant when she was like 13 and she had to have an abortion. Apparently, the same shit with Britney Spears' little sister, what's her name, who had the Zoe 101 show.
Okay.
It was something similar like that.
What?
And then you have, obviously, Jeanette McCurdy coming out saying that he was always doing some shit on set.
Hold on. Amanda Bynes got pregnant at 13. She was on the show, mm-hmm, until she was like 16, 17,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So she had to have an abortion.
So that happened. She got an abortion and she came back to work with this motherfucker?
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. There's a, let me see if I liked it.
Wow.
But apparently there's also a skit that aired on the show where the Amanda Bynes show, because it was all improv, that show.
Right.
Primarily.
I didn't know that. That's crazy. Shout out to them.
But there was a skit on the show where some guy comes over while she's on stage and is telling her, like, oh, you didn't eat your stomach. are you hungry? And she's like, yeah, I guess. She was like, oh, your stomach is empty? And he's like, yeah. And then he brings over a baby and hands it to her. And she's kind of like, and it's supposed to like, I don't know if people are like, if it follows, but it's like, oh, your stomach is empty. Here's a baby. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, it follows that whole idea.
Wow. What the hell?
I don't think I liked it, but that was a thing.
That's so weird.
And then there's the Jerry Trainer guy. Do you know who he is? He's the older brother in iCarly.
Okay.
Who apparently people are painting this guy as like, not the knight in shining armor, but he did what he could to protect the kids in iCarly, like the girls primarily.
Oh, okay. I know.
Yeah, because of like Dan Schneider being a fucking creep.
Yeah.
So I did like that. Apparently there's like somebody put together like a montage of him like, oh, here's what Trainer did in order to kind of protect the girls. And I even had problems like, okay, so let's just watch it and then I will give my two cents.
Yeah, seriously. Let us go home, Dan.
We would be home if you had gotten some of your lines right earlier in the day, right? Am I right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's embarrassed now? Who's embarrassed? No. What? It wouldn't be a video for my iCarly if I didn't do this to you.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yes. That is my spare tire. Jeanette McCurdy, longboard skater professional.
Trainer, weird voice speaker, not professional.
You have to go. Go. Oh, that was kind of cute.
To cereal, kids. Green tea. It looks like grass. Tastes like grass.
So do you. Hey! It's an annoying guy with a camera. Hey! What time is it, Miranda?
Summertime.
No! 3 o'clock! I'm gonna kill you!
But yeah, people are saying that like he tried to somewhat take the attention off whenever he showed up, people that and ramp up at the silliness or engage in the conversation with Dan rather instead of allowing him to like talk to the girls.
Okay.
So people are like, oh, like, you know, good for him for kind of being there and doing what he could to bring the attention off of them. I'm like, but he was still an adult. And if he knew that some shit was popping off, like he should have did more. Right. And the argument I guess people are going to make is like, oh, if he would have came forward and, you know, made the allegations that he's doing dot, dot, dot to the kids on the show, that maybe he would have got fired and then they would be left alone. Like people are making that argument for him. I don't know why.
That's not enough.
Yeah.
That's not enough. Yeah. Go ahead and lose your fucking job. Because if that type of stuff is happening, everybody's going to jail anyway. So what difference does it make if you lose your job? You could be involved in something even worse.
Well, the craziest shit is there's all these things going on. Nickelodeon has this show that's showcasing all this horrible shit happening. And Dan Schneider's walking free, just vibing out.
Is he really? Mm-hmm.
No, he's not locked up.
I thought he was arrested. Mm-mm. But see, yeah, I haven't gotten through enough of the episodes to really to determine whether or not he should even be in jail. Because, a lot of the stuff that I'm hearing is just he was an asshole. And, you know, maybe he broke some child labor laws. Like, for sure, I think he did that. But didn't sound like he, I mean, if it's true that he got Amanda Bynes pregnant.
Yeah.
That obviously that's
insane.
And it is against the law to do such a thing.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard anything where I was like, yeah, he should be in jail. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if those things are true, but as you can see, like Amanda Bynes is like fucked up. Like, like she's had some issues ever since that whole Nickelodeon phase. So some shit happened. And after everything that we've seen already, there's no way that I'm going to sit here and be like, yeah, maybe it didn't. You know what I mean? It's like too much shit has gone down.
Yeah, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that happens so often that it's kind of wild. Like you always hear about child stars, Macaulay Culkin, like have these phenomenal lives as kids around these adults, and they're working and they start doing drugs and start drinking and all this shit at an early age, and then they end up just kind of ass backwards later on in life.
Yep.
I don't know what the Olsen twins story is, or, you know, but they don't look great either, like, compared to what they, you know, what they look like when we were the same age as kids. Yeah. Like, I was like, damn, like,
this to that point, I was like listening and watching this shit, and like, I see people now on TikTok like showing like, oh, they're rewatching Drake and Josh, or they're rewatching iCarly, or whatever the fuck, right? Yeah. To be like, oh, this joke here was this, or this means that. But I was like, yo, we were kids watching them on screen. And like, to like Drake or Amanda going through some horrible shit off camera and still coming back, like,
shout out to them.
Yeah, that's it. Like, bro, like, they did so much so that they can bring laughter to the kids their age or younger.
Yeah.
And they're fucking experiencing some fucking horrible shit.
I feel bad for them specifically as they, when they were children, because like, to find your passion so early in life and have somebody literally zapped out of you in the most evil, diabolical way possible, bro.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, I can just think, like, if I was trying to play basketball and I had a coach trying to, you know, molest me or whatever, what, I would never want to touch another basketball.
Exactly, yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing I love more than anything. Like, as an activity.
Oh, okay.
What are you talking about?
I didn't say nothing. I was just like, oh, okay.
Stupid.
But you know what, like, I'll save this part for the end of the show because my family won't never get this far. But watching this shit and knowing, you know, that my cousin went away about a year and a half ago for similar shit.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, that's why when trying to be mad at the mom, right? Being like, okay, well, she let this fucking Brian guy take her kid. But then, like you said, why would she expect anything else? And it's like, I put myself in a position where before I knew my cousin was doing what he was doing, I would have vouched for him, right? I would have been like, no, that's a stand-up fucking guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to do A, B, and C. And then it turns out that he was doing that, you know, that shit.
Yeah.
So, like, I can see where someone would not have that thought process, like, especially with that Brian Peck taking the time to build the relationship with the parents.
Yeah.
So that he can take advantage of the kids. It's fucking insane. It's mad to fucking pressing.
It's just human nature, bro. Because if you don't think like that, you can't necessarily anticipate something like that happening.
Yep.
Like, most people are just going around living regular lives, you know, you're sharing a few laughs. If you and a guy got stuff in common, like, you know, oh, this guy's like me. Like, you're not looking into it, but I guess you kind of have to by default. If you have a kid, like, your guard has to be all the way raised, even if it means like you're being a little overprotective, because the world is like a horrible place.
Clearly.
So. There's really nothing you can do to stop them except be present.
Yep. But I don't know. That's why, like, the whole dad, like, his dad, like, I felt for him. Like, the more he told his story and shit,
he broke down in tears. I was like, wow, man.
I can't even fucking imagine being in that position.
He probably feels like he failed.
Like, it's his fault. He blames himself 100%.
And that's hard.
Because from the rip, he saw it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, to be there and to see that and to know that fucking guy can't be trusted, and then to try to tell people and then be kind of that guy manipulated the situation so much that you're out of the picture now so that he can do exactly what you knew he was going to do to your fucking kid.
In the beginning.
That's insane. That would break a person very much.
And I'm sure he felt anger at the same time at his wife because she helped him drive the wedge between them.
Yeah. And then you're like, yeah, you can pick him up. He can sleep over your house. Even though, like, after the dad specifically told her, don't let this shit happen.
And
she just let the shit happen.
He called attention to it in front of everybody. He's like, yo, this is not okay.
Yeah.
And people just went along with it. So as far as I'm concerned, everybody who's involved with that, it was complicit and, you know, deserves to take accountability. As you know, because like we just talked about, there's no way you're watching that and you're not trying to intervene.
Mm-hmm.
It does not make logical sense. If you see an old lady crossing the street,
trip her.
Exactly, and go to jail.
Yep.
Stupid. Stupid. Yo, speaking of Nickelodeon, bro, on a lighter note, I guess it's not really that light. Did you hear about the Mr. Krabs theory?
What about the about the Krabby Patties?
Yeah.
The secret formula is like crab.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
You know what also people are saying? And this is a fucking reach.
Okay.
That, you know, SpongeBob saying Dirty Dan so much is supposed to be the creators and the producers of SpongeBob taking shots at the Dan Schneider to like Dirty Dan. Dirty Dan. But I think that's a long shot.
Yeah.
Dirty Dan is an actual character and a person from like the 70s that they're imitating and making fun of. I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Well, I mean, that's the beauty of comedy, right? Is that you could blend it in. Yeah. You'd never know. Yeah. But when I heard that, I was like, yo, is that why there's no other crabs?
Yeah, there is no other crabs.
In Bikini Bottom.
That's the secret formula. It's crab. I remember seeing that a while ago. I was like, that's fucked up.
Yo, that is wild. That makes Mr. Krabs like...
Yeah, that's why he doesn't want Plankton to know, because if Plankton finds out,
he's going to
tell everybody. Yeah.
Bro killed his own kind for that bread.
For that money. Money.
He's literally a crab. Yeah. He's literally a crab. I think it was my wife who told me about that. And I was like, yo, that makes so much sense. And it's no wonder, because crab is delicious. Like, of course nobody can beat the Krabby Patty.
Right.
That shit is delicious. It's amazing.
Yep. I remember seeing that. I was like, yeah, it's fucking dark, but I like it.
Maybe I'm just late to the party. Because that was a couple years ago. Damn. SpongeBob had a lot of shit going. Nickelodeon just overall just a weird ass place to work, I guess. Like SpongeBob and Patrick had a baby.
Yeah, I remember that.
Trying to figure how the fuck did this happen?
With the clam? You talking about?
Yeah.
And then you remember the Patrick was playing the father role. Like, he was like, didn't want to be at the house, wasn't helping with the clam. SpongeBob's cleaning and doing everything and begging him for help. And Patrick's like, I'm going out for a drink. It's like, you die.
Yo, that shit was wild. Yeah, I guess fuck Nickelodeon.
Yeah. How do you recover for some shit like this? Like, how is Nickelodeon going to be like, yeah, but still support us?
It's just going to be a PR disaster shit show. Probably spend the next couple years doing like outreach, trying to reestablish trust and confidence in their brand, and let people know that what happened was just kind of like a one-off thing.
You trying to get hired by them?
Culture. I would not work there. I feel like you could not pay me in maybe like a couple million, but you could not pay me enough. You could not pay me enough. Nah, I don't want to work with kids. It's too much. Even if you're just there as an employee, you're also an adult at all times. Mm-hmm. We can't just talk like how we talk. Yeah. Like, oh, you know, fuck that. Yeah. Like, yeah, in front of, like, because they're so impressionable. And now it's like the kid grows up imitating you and they're fucked up. You're like, damn, I was a piece of shit when I was at Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I mean, somebody had said it, I think in one of the first or second episodes, that the dynamic between like a child and an adult is already so vast. Like, the power dynamic is large. So to have this stadium of children that just have to basically follow all the orders of the adults, it's insane.
Yeah. And they're going to do whatever you say, because
they have to, right? I mean, yeah, you're like, the adult. This is my job.
If their parent taught them correctly, chances are they're like, oh, you know, do what the adults say.
Yeah.
So they're just going along with whatever.
Yep.
Which is why, you know, God bless my little brother. I kind of admire that he's so rebellious, because I don't have to worry about him being told some stupid shit and just going along with it. Like, he's always like, why? Why would I do that? No, I don't want to do that. That sounds stupid. Like, I wish I was like that, where I was just focused on the things that I wanted and I thought was good for me. You know, it comes with good and bad, but
yeah.
I think that's what we need to teach our kids moving forward, is like, yo, I don't care how old these people are or what their position is. If you feel like this is something that makes you uncomfortable or puts you in a bad spot, don't do it. Regardless of the consequences, we'll figure it out later.
Yep. You think the idea of like strangers is like thinning more and more, like with the internet, social media?
Yeah.
Like before, back in our day, like when we were kids, that was a big thing, right? Like, yo, don't talk to somebody you don't know. Bro. Don't get in a car with somebody you don't know, right? Like, you don't know this person, don't open the door.
Did you ever watch that movie? It was like teaching children about not exactly what you're talking about, like staying away from shame. It wasn't like a movie. It was like a series of tapes. Well, it was like Stranger Danger, or I think it was like an alien or something, or is it an egg? I gotta find this shit and send it to you. But basically, like, it scared the shit out of me. Like, this, these people are getting like approached by these predators, and they're like teaching kids like don't open the door for strangers and all this. I'm like, man, fuck that. I'm sitting in the house, basically everybody sleep. I'm by myself.
Now motherfuckers order Uber Eats and have a stranger drop off food
and then go the out to meet them at the door.
Yeah, like it's
Johnny, go get the food.
Yep.
And Johnny then got pulled into the damn car.
Yep.
These people are fucking crazy.
So like that is like almost where people are becoming more comfortable with the idea of strangers. I think that shit needs to fucking tighten up.
And not only that, like with social media, you can be talking to somebody all day and now you think this person is your friend and they show up. It's a 75-year-old butt naked wrestler trying to hug you. Like,
seems specific.
Yeah. I mean, that's the worst thing I could think of. Like, wrestler. It's like somebody strong, horny, and deviant.
75 like, horny.
Yeah, bro. It's over. Like, don't let him near you.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what we wanted to talk about today. Just cover that shit. It's been all over our fucking social media. And like I said, I watched Nickelodeon a bunch as a kid. So when this shit started coming out, it was fucking heartbreaking to be like, damn, I fucking laughed at these people coming on and all the time. And I look forward to it. Yeah. And behind cameras, y'all was going through hell.
And it's going through a lot for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, shout out to y'all. Hope y'all do better. The fucking industry needs to do better, period. So.
Well, this isn't exactly the way that I would want to end an episode, but
no, do it. How do you want to end it? You want to have a sidebar conversation?
Not really. I think
you playing any new video games, Larry?
No, but we will catch y'all next week.